first matter.
In re Chatman, Marion Chatman, appellant in pro se, Garrick Warrington, counsel for Appalee Pacific Loan Works Incorporated.
Okay, come on up. Okay, and you tell us your name for the record, just so we have it.
Marion Chatman.
Okay, nice to see
you. I'm representing myself.
Nice to see you.
Nice meeting you all. Your Honor, I'm here, and if the court permits, I would like to reserve the majority of my time so that I could hear what Pacific Loan Works attorney has to say, so that I may have any rebuttal to what they are. What they're alleging has happened in the
hearing.
Okay.
Are we starting the time?
Oh, yes.
The time hasn't started.
Oh, yeah.
You got a break. right out of the box, you get a break. Okay. Is this a great place or what? Well, if you want to ask whether we have any questions, you can certainly do that.
I've acknowledged the first question that you asked. What is my concerns?
No, what was the mistake?
My concern is that the court permanently validated the foreclosure sale while important disputes, equitable concerns still remain unresolved. And I believe those unresolved issues should have carried greater weight in balancing analysis before the foreclosure sale was retroactively validated.
Okay.
Is there any other question you'd like to ask me?
I will defer to my colleagues.
No, I go ahead and reserve the rest of your time if you want.
Okay. Judge Spraker, same?
Same.
Okay. Well, you're going to have an awful lot of rebuttal time, okay? If you want to hear what the other side has to say, then you can bring it on home, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court, Garrick Warrington for the Appellee Pacific Loan Works. To address the issue that the appellant raised just now, I'm going to go to the standard of review, which is abuse of discretion. The order on appeal is an order terminating the stay and annulling the stay under Section 362(d)(1) of the Bankruptcy Code. The court's determination as to annulment turns on the court's application of various factors. Those factors are set forth in the Fieldstead case, the Ninth Circuit case from 2003. The court correctly identified that case, and she analyzed rather methodically various of those factors that were relevant and at issue at the trial level. She did weigh and balance the equities explicitly on the record. I think that goes to the appellant's concern about placing greater weight on certain factors and her not agreeing with how the trial court did that. However, the standard of review is clear that it is a discretionary standard, and each one of the court's findings that she based her balancing on were supported by the record. And so we don't believe that the court committed error here. I'm happy to answer any questions that the court may have.
I don't have any.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
Your Honors, I understand that the court applied the Fieldstead balancing factors were ruling on an annulment. And respectfully, I understand that the court's prior findings that I was not the borrower and I could not reorganize the debt. My position today is not that the court needed fully decide that the entire wrongful foreclosure case during the annulment hearing. My position is narrow. The point is important because keeping things place while the appeal is reviewed would have caused limited harm to the appellee, while the harm to me would cause permanent because it affected title, possession, and equity interest before the appeal is completed. So respectfully, Your Honor, my concern is not simply whether the foreclosure eventually occurred. My concern is whether the foreclosure sale had been permanently validated before the disputed issues received full appellate review. And respectfully, I believe there is an important difference between what the court actually decided and a broader issue that still remained undisputed. My understanding is that the court ruled permanently on equitable annulment, notice, judicial economy, and balancing factor.
Well, can I ask you a question? If the court had not annulled the stay, that wouldn't, neither at that point nor at a further motion on relief from stay, was the court going to adjudicate questions about whether the foreclosure was proper or not, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So this is only a question of the effect of the annulment was the moving party, the lender, now owner perhaps, didn't have to file a motion for relief from stay.
Correct.
Okay. So that's what the difference is, right?
Differences.
Okay. So tell us why that, if there would have been a hearing in 2 weeks or 3 weeks on a motion for relief from stay, help me out with where the harm is there.
And if I could just add, I mean, another important factor is that this was the second bankruptcy in a very short time, correct?
Correct. May I?
But I mean, to go to Judge Lafferty's point, it even builds a little more that the stay was going to go away in 30 days. And there, so it doubles down on what Judge Lafferty is saying. The economy there looked like a very uphill battle to stop the foreclosure.
I understand that, and I believe in the transcripts that the judge did not. She mentioned that portion, but she didn't weigh heavily on it. That was not part of her determining factor for the annulment. I believe her, if I'm understanding you correctly, the factor was, and you brought up the serial filing, because there was no. I could not plead my case to why I was labeled as a serial filer. She didn't weigh heavily on that at all either.
Okay, but then that just goes back to Judge Lafferty's point.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's really putting aside any normative issues that maybe didn't even have to be addressed. It's a practical issue of even without the limitation Judge Spraker's mentioning, if the court didn't annul the stay, it's a given the lender was going to move for relief from stay. And at that point, the only question is, are they entitled to relief from stay? It wouldn't have been a question of whether the foreclosure was problematic or not.
Right.
And that's a pretty, I mean, we're going to get into that a few times today. That's a very summary process. The only question is, should the bankruptcy stay be in the way of whatever else has to happen here?
It is my understanding, and had the opportunity presented itself.
Mm-hmm.
There's a issue of concerning the authority in which Pacific Loanworks had in order to even present the motion. They did not determine they had the authority. It was all based upon a declaration and a service agreement that was never presented to the court. So there.
But the declaration was presented.
The declaration said that they had the authority.
And they were the servicer, which means that they had the authority.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They said that, but they never presented anything.
But there was no evidence to challenge that.
Correct.
There was a sworn statement, which is equivalent to testimony in that situation, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And there was nothing that said, no, here's the evidence that it isn't. And actually that lined up with the note and deed of trust, too. So, I mean, the problem is until there's actually a true dispute, there's no need for an evidentiary hearing. That's it just kind of rolls on because it's not disputed, and that's what happened here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, but that, why, to Judge Laverty's introduction, why is that error? Right, because it was unrebutted. I mean, it wasn't disputed. So maybe it could have been, but it wasn't, and the hearing went on that ground.
Right, and I, because I was not representing myself, I could not dispute it. I could just, as you noticed in the hearing, I was just waving my hands trying to dispute issues, and I had representation. So I just, all of what could have been said was not said at the hearing, and I couldn't say it. And I did bring up several issues, and it states in the transcript.
Maybe you've got some rights to flow from that are different from what we're talking about here.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. You'll see. We probably won't know about that. Okay.
So if you have a question, you can ask me. Get my maybe an understanding that I could maybe make myself clearer.
No, I think I understand you.
And like Judge Laverty said, we've read your briefs. Mm-hmm. We've read all the briefs. So, I mean, we do have a better understanding of this.
Yeah.
As your question is, how would things have changed?
The error.
The error?
There has to be something legally wrong. Because as we're hearing you, you say it should have been handled differently, but unfortunately it wasn't. So it was handled, it was decided. And now on appeal, we don't do it again. Yeah. We have to find something legally wrong mm-hmm. to reverse it or change what was decided.
In looking at the case, I felt that the case was based, it was not balanced correctly. It was not balanced fairly. It was balanced on Pacific Loan Works, and it was not fair balance. And I believe the ruling that the case that she ruled upon, it said it must be balanced evenly or balanced correctly.
Considered. It's for the judge to decide. There's a wide range of what a bankruptcy judge can do. Fine. And I believe that's what she said, is that I'm going to go through all the factors, but basically she gets to figure out which ones are the important ones in that case. Mm-hmm. And she seemed to do that.
So if you think she did that wrongly, now's the time to tell us what part of that she got wrong.
I understand that part of the court's ruling, if I'm on track, my position is not that these disputes were automatically prevented to stay the relief. My position is that those unresolved disputes matter with the court decided whether the retroactive was equitable or not.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm answering you correctly.
Okay.
I just believe that when, as I read how the ruling should be, and an annulment is very narrow, and I don't believe she weighed the equities fairly.
Okay.
And maybe fairly is not the correct word, but it was a lot.
You're entitled to say that. Okay. If you don't think it was fair, you don't think it was fair. That's fine.
And because it was retroactive and permanent, mm-hmm. that I believe that I.
Okay. 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 Well, I don't have any more questions.
No,
I don't. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, the matter is submitted, and we'll get you a written decision as soon as we can. Okay? Thank you. Thank you.